Our scripture reading today comes from John chapter 14, beginning with verse 15, going through verse 26. If you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him. For he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them. Then Judas, not Judas Iscariot, said, But Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus replied, Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Anyone who does not love me will not obey my teachings. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken while still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. The Word of the Lord. What does this scripture say to you? Lord, as we have read your scripture, as we have heard your scripture, as we have understood there to be a particular role of the Holy Spirit, I ask right now that we would receive this reading. Not simply as words from a book, but as communication from you, God our Father, about the love of your Son that we can only know fully when we connect with you through your Holy Spirit. God, we love you, and we thank you for loving us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Knowing the truth of what is in this scripture is vital to living the life and knowing the plan God has for you. We're continuing. We've got a couple more Sundays now on our series of God's plan for you. And we've looked in scripture. We've looked at a lot of different things the Bible says about how we connect with that, about how we're really able to know what God's plan is for our life. Because so often we can feel like we're going through the motions, but Today is a powerful message about power, and one that we need to understand in order to truly grasp the fullness of what God's plan is for us. There's times we can begin to understand. There's times when we can get hints. But if we really want to know the fullness of God's plan, we have to get what Scripture is saying to us today. If we look back at the beginning and the end of today's scripture reading, I want you to see that, what's on the front end and on the back end, and that means everything to what's in the middle. The first part says, If you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, who will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever. And then the last verse, But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. If that's in Scripture, and it was said basically the same thing that close together, I'm thinking it's pretty important. Yet I have known so many who claim to be Christians who don't claim a connection to the Holy Spirit. They read Scripture, they know about God in their mind, but they haven't connected to the Holy Spirit. They haven't allowed that power to be a part of what living out their faith is. Opening your heart to this Scripture and claiming the power of the Holy Spirit is really all you need to know from today's message. If you live into this truth, you will see things fall into place. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. I'm not saying everything's going to be perfect, but you will see things come together that you know are not of you. I know this because I've experienced it. I've heard testimony of it over and over again. Let me give you an example of a conversation, of an example from this week. There's a document that I put together after our last deacons meeting that we had, where it was kind of the vision of Woodland and what we see God doing in our midst and what we feel God leading to us as the servant leaders of the church. And I want to read one line, just one line from that, and this is what it said. We have sensed there may be an opportunity for a small group type of connection for women and our retired folk. We would not force such a group, but look for it to form organically. So this was something, and it's just something the deacons talked about in our time together and said, this is something we could sense possibly happening and where we think God might be going. Well, I had our secretary, Lisa, read over this document so she's aware of what's going on and tell me all the typos that I made. But literally, within 15 minutes of Lisa reading this sentence, there was a lady who had not attended Woodland in months who just happened to stop by and give me an update on how things were going in her family and let me know that she felt a strong desire and even a leading to participate in a women's Bible study. She wanted to know what I thought about it. What would you think? I can tell you what Lisa, our secretary, thought because she told me what she thought. She thought it was incredible but not surprising. It was obvious that God was at work in this place and in the lives of those around us. When we have eyes to see and ears to hear, the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives is undeniable. If you really want to know God's plan for you, it is as simple as claiming the power of the Holy Spirit. And here's why. We look first at 1 John chapter 3, verse 24. This is what we see. The one who keeps God's commands lives in him and he in them. And this is how we know he lives in us. We know it by the Spirit he gave us. So the first point that I've listed, if you're following in your bulletin, is that I'm saying that the Holy Spirit is a connector to God. The last part of that is that it says, and this is how we know that he, God, lives in us. We know it by the Spirit he gave us. The Holy Spirit that is real and is a part of our life helps connect us to God. The Scripture tells us we know God lives in us. And we know it by the Spirit he gave us. Lots of people know who God is. They may even be able to tell stories about what God did. But this is not the same as knowing that God is inside of you. If you have accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, confessing your sins, believing he died on the cross and paid the price for your sins and rose again after 3 days, if you believe he loved you this much and you in turn ask him to be Lord of your life, God is a part of who you are. I don't mean you have some transcendental connection to a higher being because you assume somehow or another you're connected to him through creation. I mean God is alive and living inside of you. God is with you right now. God knows you. God loves you. And it is through the Holy Spirit that you can know this. And I don't mean know it in your mind. I mean you know it and you feel it with everything you are, with your whole being. You know God is a part of it. Claim the power of the Holy Spirit and stay connected to God. But what does it mean to be connected to God? The next idea I'm talking about is that God convicts us of sin. And I've got John 16:8 written down there, but I actually think I want to go back and read 7 as well. So I'll read John chapter 16, verses 7 and 8. But very truly, I tell you, it is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the Advocate, which is another name for the Holy Spirit, will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. When he comes, he will prove the world to be in the wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. Although we're saved through our faith in Jesus Christ, and we've made him Lord of our life, we are still human. We still make mistakes. We continue to sin. But because of God's presence in our life through the Holy Spirit and his aversion to sin, sin will no longer be able to find a home in our being. It doesn't mean we aren't tempted. It doesn't mean that there isn't something there. But if the Holy Spirit is a part of our life, if God's a part of our life, sin will not be allowed to reside there. The Holy Spirit convicts us of anything we do which is outside of the will of God. The Holy Spirit also convicts us when we're avoiding a commitment or refusing to move in a direction God desires us to move. I'm not speaking here of a mere sense of right or wrong or your conscience. A not yet believer can very much have a keen sense of right and wrong and a good conscience and be a good person. But possessing the leading of the Holy Spirit is much more than this. In fact, without God's guidance through the Holy Spirit, Satan can use our own human sense of right and wrong and good conscience against us. So we must claim the power of the Holy Spirit. And God will keep you from falling into the many traps of sin. Continuing on, I think everyone's aware that it's very difficult in today's world to know what is real and what is true. In fact, you'll even hear people say at times that truth is relative. It really depends on your situation or what you want it to be. Whether it's the newscast, co-workers, friends at school, or telemarketers, it seems everyone has their own slant on what's real and true. But once again, as believers, we do not have to struggle or fall into such traps. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, we have the ability to know what is true. And it says so in Scripture. John chapter 16, verse 13 says this. But when he, the Spirit of truth, and that again is a name for the Holy Spirit. It's not just what the Holy Spirit does, it's who the Holy Spirit is. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on his own, he will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. As a young minister, I was falling into such a trap as many ministers do. It was a trap of my own doing, of me trying to convince my own self of a truth that was not true at all. It's a trap that can lead to burnout, questioning your faith, not knowing what God wants from you, a sense of uselessness, and even depression. And I experienced at least some of all of this. As a minister, I knew I loved God. I wanted to please God. I was serving the church and I was determined to do it to the best of my ability. The problem was I was trying to do everything I thought God wanted me to do. I attended conferences about all the best ministry strategies, which I couldn't meet all of. I surrounded myself with adept leaders who I could emulate. But I tried so hard to be everything they were trying to be. I tried to attend to every person with any type of challenge or problem that crossed my path. What do you think happened to me? I was miserable, overwhelmed, and burned out. People loved me. They patted me on the back. They told me how good a job I was doing until they didn't. I couldn't keep up the pace. It devastated me to fall short or to let someone down, to let anyone down. Finally, a loving, caring, godly friend gave me one of the greatest words of insightful knowledge I've ever received. They said, "God does not call you to do every good thing. Greg, God does not call you to do every good thing." I was not following God. I was trying to prove myself to God as well as everyone else around me. And it was exactly what Satan wanted me to do. If I was focused on doing all the good things I thought I should be doing, I would not have time to focus on what God really wanted me to do. I was sacrificing the best. I was sacrificing who God wanted me to be for the sake of the good. There's a lot of good we can do, but we can't do all the good that's there. And when we try to, we fall into that trap. You see, God knows so much better than us where we can be most useful in the kingdom. He doesn't want us to take the Lone Ranger approach. God, through the Holy Spirit, will lead us towards certain opportunities, certain people, and even places, certain thoughts in our minds, and specific words in our mouth at His appointed time. And when we choose to respond to God's Holy Spirit in this way, we see incredible miracles happen through us, to us, not because of who we are, but because of who God is. So I have a question for you. What lies are you living today? How has the truth been twisted in what you understand? Claim the power of the Holy Spirit and live in the light of truth. Well, all of this talk of sin and knowing the real truth can feel overwhelming. In reality, once you know you can trust God through the Holy Spirit to guide you by making you aware of the sin in your life and give you a clear understanding of what is true, you will have no doubt you are being guided every day through the plans God has for you, which is what we've been talking about for weeks. But the Advocate is not with us just to be sure we know the way. As we mentioned at the beginning, the Holy Spirit connects us to God. God loves you. God created you, died for you, and has an amazing plan for your life. But God is also not a sterile, hands-off God that's just about making sure everything is right. In the King James Version of John chapter 14, verse 16, we read, "And I will pray the Father, and He will give you another comforter." I chose the King James Version because it uses the word comforter, which is interchangeable in terms of advocate, and you'll see it in other translations. But He will give you another comforter that may abide with you forever. I have another question for you. Have you ever been comforted by a friend, a mom, a spouse? How does it feel? What is it about that person that causes you to feel comfortable? Is it their understanding? Is it their ability to see the good in you? Is it simply their presence? Is it their love? Well, you see, God knows and understands everything. God not only sees the good in you, God sees the best in you. And as far as being with you, God has told us in Scripture, He's with us at all times, even to the end of the world. And God loves you more than everyone who has ever known you combined. Claim the power of the Holy Spirit and listen what happens. Claim the power of the Holy Spirit and feel the comfort firsthand every day of God's understanding of your situation, knowing that He's not only sees the best in you, but desires to help you achieve it. and know that He will never leave you, and that He loves you with the greatest love of the world and beyond. Do you know the power of the Holy Spirit today? Have you claimed it? Sometimes we talk about the Holy Spirit and we just want to say Holy Spirit's another name for God. It is another name for God, but it's not just another name for God. God the Father is our Creator. He created everything. He has understanding of everything. He is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Jesus Christ is also God. He's God in human form that came so that we might be able to relate to God in a way that would have been impossible if Jesus Christ had not come to this earth and lived through the same things we lived through and died to pay the price. That's Jesus Christ. You can't understand who God is without knowing who Jesus Christ is. And in the same way, you can't understand the fullness of who God is and who Jesus Christ is without having the Holy Spirit as a part of your life. And it's not just knowing the Holy Spirit's a part of the Trinity. It's having the Holy Spirit as part of your life. Because when you do that, it changes you. When you do that, you understand God's plan for you. When you do that, you aren't by yourself. When you do that, you don't have to figure it out on your own. It's God inside of you. It's a God, a part of who you are. And Scripture says, it's in Acts chapter 2, verse 38, I believe, that when we are baptized in Christ, we receive the Holy Spirit. If you know who Jesus Christ is and you know He's paid that price for you and you've accepted and made Him Lord of your life, Scripture says that you have been given the gift of the Holy Spirit. My question to you today is, have you claimed it, or have you put it on a shelf and just continue to try to live life on your own? Because that's a big waste. To take one third of who God is and set Him aside and not allow Him to be a part of your life, because the Holy Spirit is a representation, not a representation, it is the presence of God in our life. We had God the Father, we had God the Son, God the Holy Spirit is the here and now. Why in the world would we set the here and now, who God is, how He wants to work in our life, what He wants to say to us, how He wants us to respond to situations in life, why would we set Him aside instead of claiming the power of the Holy Spirit? I'm going to ask our musicians to come. And if you know Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, you have the gift of the Holy Spirit. Have you claimed it? If you haven't, claim it today. It's that simple. By claiming it, acknowledge it, well, I take it back, it may not be that simple, because you don't just claim it, you claim it and then you trust the Holy Spirit. Because when you claim the Holy Spirit, you're going to get leadings from the Holy Spirit. And sometimes those leadings from the Holy Spirit are a little bit scary. They push you a little bit outside of your comfort zone. Sometimes you end up scratching your head like John was just doing and saying, is this really what you want me to do, God? But if you are listening, it will be obvious, and it will become, the more you listen, the more obvious it will become of where God is leading you. And it will become, and the reason Lisa said that it didn't surprise her when the young lady came in and said something about a Bible study is because Lisa and I have seen and heard those types of things so often in the past year of what God is doing, it's becoming less and less surprising. Because God doesn't just do it occasionally, He does it every single day. Don't you want that in your life? And then you don't even have to stress in any way whatsoever about what God's plan is in your life. Because the Holy Spirit's job is to lead you in the way of God's plan for your life. And all we have to do is listen and respond. Let's do that now. Let's stand together. We'll sing hymn number 469, Revive Us Again.